Hi guys, today I'm going to take you through two fundamental fascial mobilizers who I learned off an amazing educator in our industry, Ian O'Dwyer. Okay, so fascia is that sheath of connective tissue that exists below your skin, and it encapsulates various tissue, but including your muscle, your bones, nerves, and your internal organs to help sustain or stabilize, okay, and separate them. And actually, a fascinating little fact about fascia is that it actually is one continuous structure that exists from your head to your toes without interruption. And that, I told you that for a special reason, but then you'll see why these fascial mobilizers work. Okay, the key points with these fascial mobilizers is that we want them to, you want to work within your threshold. So the movements want to be subtle, okay? So no forcing of the movements. You want to allow the tissue, okay, to change through intelligent movement. Okay, so the movements are small, smooth, and rhythmical. So the first one I'm going to show you is what we call a sit and reach. And this is one I use in my own training and with clients. So we take the feet approximately, well, slightly wider than your hip width apart. Toes are turned out. And you just want to imagine that your pelvis starts coming down in between the legs. As you reach around, four fingertips come together at the midline. And then you come back up. So this is not a squat. So a squat, we would try and come down as low as we can. All I'm doing here is I'm going down just before my body says, yep, I'm starting to get a little bit gluey, okay, through the front of my hips. And so when you do these continuous movements, you want to be listening to your body and go, where do I start to get gluey? Where does it start to get hard? So for me, it's front hips, and the other one, as I go down a little bit further, it starts to be the front of the ankle. So the sit and reach is a great one I start with. I use it as my metric or measure. Okay, and I get people to feel how low they go and where the levels of tension are. The second one is the sit and sway. So if you're at home, you can actually suction your palms into your dining room table or kitchen table, okay? You don't have anything to hold on to. So again, the feet are slightly hip width, wider than hip width, sorry. Okay, the knees are bent, so we don't want the quadriceps to take on the load. So we send our sit bones, the bones in the bum, back behind us. And we want to sway. Again, we just want to go as far as we feel comfortable. Okay, and it's a nice swaying action. So I'm leading with my pelvis. I'm thinking about my pelvis, okay, rolling, okay, or swaying from side to side. Okay, my arms are long, and I'm sending my sit bones back. So that feels nice and comfortable for me. For someone that's got tension through their lower back, that feels great. Then you would come back to your metric, your sit and reach, okay? Keeping the feet in the same position though. We want to compare apples with apples. And what do you know? Fantastic. So that glueiness that I felt through the front of the hips, okay, is gone. So about 45 to 60 seconds each mobilizer. Enjoy.